Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, can you guys stop talking about Lego so we can actually talk about
Nintendo? I'm going to lose my house.
I'm noticing. Welcome to episode 469 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 nice. Josh.
I was there with you.
Unlike you children, I just thought it and kept going. So, Cheesy, what's going on?
What's going on, Cheese Curds?
Roller, I don't care. No, I'm just kidding. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Carl coming at you. And Johnny, you can just build a house out of Lego. You'll be fine.
We went to the Lego store yesterday and we're talking to people online and we're like, we'll just buy a tiny house, put it in the backyard. We'll live in the tiny house and then the main house will be the Lego house.
How's Johnny?
I don't have money, but I'm good.
You're good. Okay, but you got Lego, you know.
You got Lego, yeah.
Yeah, what else do you need? Well, guys, before we jump into this thing, I want to let everybody know I am streaming basically 7 days a week. I have so many people come through my live that are like, yo, I see you every time I open my FYP. What is happening? You know, so we're doing it on TikTok right now. We're having a great time. And on Sunday, we did the Kart Club tournament with only pipe carts and standard wheels. And I had people in the chat that were like, is this an N64 mod for Mario Kart? I was like, no. So it was really cool seeing all the carts like that. It did look like we were playing the old school game. So I think the tournament this week is going to be, we're actually going to do the team games and teach people how to do the another version of competitive Mario Kart. So that's at 10 a.m. I also have a TikTok spotlight at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, if you guys want to check that out. And before we go much further, Cheesy, where can people connect with you?
I just wanted to say, it looks like you got somebody in the chat right now that came over from TikTok. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, there we go. I see Jenna and Kay and Kitty Kong. What's going on? Welcome, guys. So glad you're here. And if you're just lurking, we appreciate you being here with us live. But yeah, Cheesy, where can people connect?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Communication Error Podcast, CheezyC64, CHEEZYC64.
And Crawler, how about you?
Best spots are TikTok and Twitter, Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E.
The other spot is to find him is at the Lego store. And Johnny, how about you?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere. Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and the Communication Error Podcast. And I did stream the other day. I played the best Zelda game ever.
Yeah, so what's happening there? Because you were trashing Skyward Sword a lot last year, and now all of a sudden you love it. What is this about?
Well, I was wrong.
Mm. Wow, okay.
I mean, I don't think it's the best Zelda game, but it's not as bad as...
As Endless Ocean? Are you playing Endless Ocean?
Could you repeat what you just said?
I'm always right, Sometimes I'm just less right than other times.
That's more like it. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Still very much on brand. I got to make a correction. It's Kayla, not Kay. So welcome. So glad you guys are here chilling out with us. There's all kinds of Switch 2 rumors for us to talk about, and the rabbit hole goes deep. So I hope you guys are ready. And Endless Ocean. I know at least one of us has played it.
I think that's the only one that's bought it.
Okay.
I'm the guinea pig. The guinea pig.
You were the shill that pre-ordered and didn't cancel.
I'm actually kind of happy that I didn't cancel it. I'm enjoying it. I'm actually really enjoying it. If it
gets a 5 out of 10 from Nintendo Life.
I know. I don't know what I don't know what they were. I don't know what they wanted. I don't know what they were expecting. It's a game where you swim around and scan fish and you unlock a bunch of stuff. And that's all it is. I don't think it's 5 out of 10 bad. I mean, it's definitely not a phenomenal game. And if you don't like that type of gameplay, you're definitely not going to like it. But I was just swimming around for an hour and a half, just scanning fish.
Grimpa says too much water.
7.8. Too much water.
No, John and I were chatting a little bit before the show, and I was like, you know, talking about like outlets, like bigger outlets that review these games, and like, you know, IGN gave it a 4. And sometimes I wonder, like, did they like ask everyone in the office, like, hey, who hated the first game? Could you go ahead and review this one? And then when we get a 4, it'll drive more traffic, you know, like, because I mean that they've got to be struggling as a publication. I would think, like, the way it seems that they I don't know, just review certain things, and the way they talk about Xbox and stuff, like, I don't know, it's an interesting time for companies like that. And I'm curious if there's not like some strategy to the clickbait now.
They made plenty of money off this Xbox thing this last week. I saw about 18 different Comcast.
Oh,
during
it was hard to watch
video playback.
What, like, Johnny, is it a game you recommend people buy? And is it even a game? I feel like it's more like I keep going on this highlights kick. It seems like an interactive highlights. You know, for everybody that's too young to know what highlights are, it is a magazine.
Dentist office.
Yeah, the dentist's office and the doctor's office.
I haven't even been reading the little blurbs. I just scan them and swim on by. It's not a game for everybody. It's a very if you enjoy cozy, I would say cozy games or just kind of vibing out, turning your brain off, and you just want to swim around. There's not much to do. You're just scanning fish and finding treasure
endlessly,
endlessly. Yeah. And then, but there's a bunch of things you can unlock. There's a lot of emotes. There's,
is there danger? Can you die from a shark?
No, you can't. That's one of the complaints that the reviews had. And I get it. There's no really, there's no danger. So you can't die. There are like spooky areas that I think they could have made some of the creatures a little bit more hostile.
Do you just have the world's largest oxygen tank on your back too?
Yeah. There's no timer. There's nothing. I think I haven't played online yet, but I think if you do an online dive session, you only have like an hour.
That's realistic.
To play. The solo dive session, you could hop in and out, which is really nice. Like, you could start a session, and then it's a pretty large area to explore. There's a lot of things to scan. Like, I was playing for like an hour and a half, and I got 19% scanned and discovered. But you could just back out of that dive, and then when you want to go back in, you just go right back into that dive. There's also a story mode that I haven't played too much of, but it looks like it's going to be more of like a, it's not very interactive. You're just kind of trying to save the environment.
So what makes you like this game more than like new Pokemon Snap? Because it's kind of the same thing. Is you're just
not
going
on,
around.
You're not on rails, right?
You're not on rails.
Snap is stressful because like you can miss things, and I don't like that. I know you can miss things in Endless Ocean, but you're not like forced on a certain path. Like if you could just go around walking around the like Pokemon Snap area and not be on rails, I think I would enjoy it much more.
More like Arceus.
Yeah, yeah.
Pat is asking if there's music.
There is music. It's like it's very like oceanic, chill music. But I don't know. It's hard to say if I would recommend it. I'm enjoying it.
If you love Pressure Washer Simulator, is it something you would probably like?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not even trying to be like, I'm not even trying to be like funny. Like I'm just like for, you know, because some people really like, and I think cozy games have a different, like some people, you know, Animal Crossing's a cozy game, Stardew's a cozy game, right? But then Power Washer's like, that's like serious cozy game. Like there, you know, it's like you're literally just pressure
hardcore
washing.
Cozy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so like, that's why I'm like, I don't even like view this in some, I was thinking about this. I'm like, I don't even really view this like as a game, right? Like, yeah, you have some objectives and things like that, but it's more like a simulation or, you know, more like, just like a kind of a collectathon more or less, which I mean is a game, but like, as far as like, there's not much of like a gameplay loop, right? You're not doing this thing over and over and over again. And you're, you know, each time you do it, it's a dopamine hit. It's like, maybe when you start exploring or whatever, it gets a little spooky.
You do get some dopamine hits. You have a rank. So every time you do a dive, and you end that dive, you level up, and that allows you to get more emotes, more, like customization slots. So there's a lot to unlock, and that's what the gameplay loop is. You scam fish and use that XP to unlock stickers and stuff.
So do the dives go any longer than an hour?
Yeah, like I was playing for about an hour and a half. I didn't get kicked out, and I think I could keep going back into that dive. That's just a solo dive though. I didn't try the online. I think playing online with your friends, like in Discord, would be really cool. I don't know how it works.
Are you limited in the area that you can go explore?
Yes.
So there's
like a grid. And I'm assuming time? I'm assuming once you explore more or you level up more, you can go into a wider area. There's a, I forget what it's called. It's like a creature dive. I think they call it a creature dive system where you can have fish swim with you. And the higher the level you are, the more fish you could swim with, or like the bigger fish that you swim with. Right now I'm still really low level, so I can't swim with like big sharks and stuff. But
Steve Irwin opportunities there.
No, there are stingrays. There are a bunch of stingrays in there. There's rare fish that you could find. The one thing that I noticed that I don't really like is you can't tell if you've already scanned that type of fish. So like the fish are blue. Like if you haven't scanned a particular fish, they're blue or yellow. And then once you scan them, they become whatever color they actually are. But you can't tell if you've already scanned those fish like in the overworld. So you just have to kind of scan everything and hope you find a new one.
So wait, where are they? Blue or yellow?
They're like in the overworld, they're blue.
Mm-hmm.
Blue or yellow. And then when you scan them, they turn into their natural colors. So if you already scanned that fish, like if you I don't think I'm explaining this right, because you can't tell if you've already scanned that type of fish, but if you scanned a particular fish, it will not glow anymore. So you're just kind of going around scanning and hoping you find ones that you haven't scanned before.
Okay. Gotcha.
But there's a lot of fish, because there's an achievement system where
achievements on a Nintendo system.
Yeah, it's like, if there was more to the gameplay, I think people would really enjoy it more than the reviewer said. Like, if there was a danger system, or, you know, more to the story mode, I think people would enjoy it more.
Yeah, I mean, they could have made it like Friday the 13th, where one of you plays as the Great White and the rest, and all you do is try.
That's called Man Eater. It's on Switch.
That's true.
So they are going to support it down the line. There's already an event that is
tomorrow, right? Or the 10th.
Previewed. It's on the 10th.
Yeah.
So next week, there's an event. So maybe they will update the game to include new modes. And like, Kitty Kong is good in the chat. Like, I would love to see them put Nintendo stuff in, like Cheap Cheeps.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
So this game leaves me asking one particular question. And is this game Nintendo trying to flex brand equity, brand muscles? Are they out of touch releasing a game like this, like essentially a Wii game in 2024, which is what some of the reviewers are saying? I'm not saying that's where my head is at. I'm just curious what you guys think. Like, is, like, in a time where like there's like tons of layoffs, in a world where game devs get laid off daily, you know, and like the you know, triple A is the, you know, triple A, quadruple A, all this kind of stuff. We're at the end of the Switch's life cycle, and out comes this, like, this, you know, what is it? The third game in the series. And are they out of touch with what gaming is right now, or are they doing exactly what they should be?
I think that they would have done better with it if it was like earlier in the Switch's life, like maybe in the middle of it or even at the beginning, because when games were coming out for the Switch, every IP was doing something new. So if Endless Ocean came out and it is a Wii game, but you said it's coming out for Switch, you're wondering like, oh, what cool thing is it going to change up this time? Because every other Nintendo IP has done that so far, and maybe people would have picked it up. But because, I mean, the signs are kind of pointing towards this being like the Switch's last year, or it's on its last legs, I don't think people really want to like dip that much into buying games that they're not really certain on because of the energy that Nintendo is putting out right now.
Nintendo said we have what, 3 more years of the Switch, right? 10 years? they haven't said it's the end of the Switch's life cycle.
It feels like it.
Yeah, so no, I agree with that sentiment. Like, if this would have came out earlier, I think it would have been received better. But, you know, with the games that we've had this year, people are probably just, they're not happy with Nintendo this year, because it's all remakes and remasters.
Joey's asking if you can play with randoms. Is there just an online?
I don't
online...
know. I'm checking. I know you could join fair. Like.
Oh, good.
You could join online rooms. I don't know if it's random, though.
So. I was just gonna say, like, I really wanted to buy this game, and I'm like grateful and upset at the reviewers at the same time because I'm sad that they gave it a low score. If they didn't understand what the game is or what the game is supposed to be. But I'm also grateful because I didn't spend money, you know, so like I'm saving money on something that I wasn't really certain on buying. Like I'm excited for Thousand Year Door. So because we have two games that are coming out this month, maybe that's another thing that has stopped people from buying Endless Ocean when they know that Paper Mario is just around the corner. So
it's only 30 frames.
I mean, it's still going to be fun. I don't know. That argument is so dumb to
and
me.
And they censored it.
Oh, yeah.
You can't call Goombette anymore.
Yeah. That was the best part of that game, and I've never even played it.
All right. I went back in here. There's a ranked ladder.
So for what? Game. Just discovering stuff?
Yeah, I guess so.
And somebody already has found all the fish in the endless ocean.
I don't think so. I think you could technically play
the list.
There's no matchmaking system, but I'm assuming like you could look up shared dive IDs and
play with them. Reddit or Twitter or whatever Discord. Will come about like the Turnip Market did in Animal Crossing.
So speaking of Animal Crossing, I quote tweeted Nintendo with this and was like, this would have been like if it was Animal Crossing or Endless Ocean cross Animal Crossing.
Update. Yeah, I saw your tweet.
Like that would have been really fun to get into your character and then get into dive gear and then because it's still realistic fish. Right. And I feel like
I'm swimming around and I find fish and I'm like, oh, that's an Animal Crossing.
Until somebody flies to your island and then it interrupts your dive.
Or like Johnny said, leaning more into the Nintendo side of things and like, and maybe it'll happen. Maybe, you know, maybe they add some stuff like that. It would add more. It would just add a little more of a lure, if you will.
Yeah.
Sorry. There's been so many dad jokes.
They are promoting it. There's a Tetris 99 event.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and you got your NFTs.
There's NFTs. You got them all. Oh,
Josh,
one.
You might be onto something though, as far as like, you know, why they made another Endless Ocean game because that aquarium in New Horizons is just so relaxing to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe that's like they just saw how much people are spending in that museum and then they were like, oh, you know what, let's make another one of these games.
Well, and they could have taken it to like given us an aquarium and you go in with a essentially like a dart gun, right? And then Nook
brings
his,
all your fish in your aquarium.
Nook brings his whaler out and catches all the big fish and throws them in the aquarium for you so you can go swim whenever you want. But like, no, like to me with imagine they say, hey, this is Animal Crossing DLC, mm-hmm. right? We're adding diving to New Horizons. Your whole objective is either, hey, yeah, put some kind of a mark, like a marker on the fish that will end up in your Nook's very own SeaWorld or all the killer whales' fins are bent, like, and then on top of that, like, I feel like Animal Crossing could really shine with like a photography mode where you are taking pictures and then displaying them in like it already has like the art gallery, but like to have your art gallery where your photos that you take in game could be displayed as well. You know,
I don't want to be a bummer, but we have to give up the thought that any of their games are getting new updates until the next system. Like Animal Crossing is not getting updated. Smash Brothers.
I don't disagree with you, but why does Isabel keep tweeting? That's what blows my mind.
For the Lego.
Why are they still promoting so much Animal Crossing just merch? I mean, I get
Lego.
Lego.
There's new Lego sets coming out. Wilbur's airport and
maybe we get one with KK's
Town Square concert. Mm-hmm. The new
maybe
Isabel.
We get one with the Switch too. But that's it. Like, we're not getting updates for New Horizons. That ship has sailed.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Like, to me, I'm just more looking at, like, they would have moved the needle significantly more with Animal Crossing DLC than this Endless Ocean game, it seems like.
I'll be interested to see how well this does. Because reviews are one thing.
The reviews too, like, it's on Metacritic, it's at 63, so it's not like it's like below 60, and you know, that's like a mixed or average. But there's, I mean, digitally downloaded, which I've never even said that before, so you know, they gave it a 90. This is beautiful, serene, relaxing experience, and I've loved every second of it. So again, it kind of is going to depend on what
mileage varies.
What you're kind of, yeah, like what you're into, because the reviews that are talking poorly about it are like, it needed a danger mode and it needed something more. And it's like, I mean, it gets into that conversation of like, it just sounds like it's a game that wasn't made for them.
Yeah. You're wanting something that the game isn't.
Yeah. It sounds like
I didn't play the other ones. Did the other ones have like danger or anything? Actually, I think I was listening to one of the reviews and I think the second one had like a stun gun.
I just think at this point we have Subnautica. And if that's a game that you're wanting, if you're wanting danger, then that game is right there. But if you're wanting something that is more peaceful and cozy, which is the audience that it seems like it's marketing towards, Endless Ocean is going to be the game for you.
They would not allow me to have a stun gun with 30 other players in the in the game, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, sadly, I don't know if they're even going to be able to fill one lobby.
If you can find all the reviewers. But no, kind of back to my question though, like, does this game concern you guys when it comes to next, like, kind of what I'm getting at is like, will Nintendo evolve the way they put games out? Or are we going to potentially have a year, like, the next console be a little bit like, okay, we're playing games that are feeling a bit dated, but with better graphics. Like, is that a sign? Or do we think that they were like, hey, cozy games is kind of its whole new thing. This is an older IP that's on our second biggest system ever. And we had two games that sold well. Like, I'm assuming they sold well. I'm going to look at the numbers right now. Like, it's just, it's gaming is changing, right? Yeah. To just say here, like, Nintendo has survived still doing like, hey, here's your $60 game. It's this experience. Some of them have DLC. Some of them don't, like, but I don't feel like that's the case with the other companies right now. Like, I don't
did,
like,
did
like,
it look good, Johnny? Did it visually look good?
Yeah, it looks good. The fish are ugly just in general.
Just Johnny's overall opinion, fish are ugly.
Oh, fish. Yeah, fish. They're ugly.
I mean, all I think of for comparison is Halo 4. end of the 360 life cycle, and that game looked like the cutscenes in that game looked movie quality almost. I haven't gone back and looked at it in a while, I guess, but like at the time, it pushed that hardware as hard as it could go. And I feel like we aren't seeing that from the Switch. I mean, did they peak at Origami King?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it blows my mind or anything. It's a lot of water.
Yeah. I don't know. Josh, you were on Nintendo Prime's show last night for 3.5 hours or whatever it was. But like a discussion that I caught that you guys were having was like, is Prime 4 cross-gen? Is it Switch 2 exclusive? Is it OG Switch exclusive? Like, what does that look like? And if they want to sell a lot, it either needs to be cross-gen or Switch original exclusive kind of deal. But they could like swan song it and have it be like the best looking, best performing game on the Switch. Does that happen? I don't know. But they aren't really going out trying to showcase the Switch in a good light in these last couple months.
But I mean, we got to be getting, I know I'm a broken record at this point.
Johnny's not eating the chip. He's holding.
Strong. I don't know. Those rumors. I might have to eat that chip. but I'd gladly eat the chip if the Switch 2 does come out this year.
Is that what the rumors are? Is that it's coming out this year?
One of the rumors.
The Korean.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to talk about rumors now, but the Korean. I think it was Korean. They said there's a chance it comes out this fall.
Hmm.
I'm not having an easy
magnetic
time.
Magnetic Joy-Cons, right?
I'm not having an easy time finding numbers for this game. And the one number I am seeing is like 47,000.
I mean, I'm sure it was a niche.
But that was
even on the Wii.
So that's in Japan. Yeah. So I don't know why it's not like, I'm not seeing like just straight up. Here's the sales numbers. So I don't know. Maybe almost kind of a strange game to get greenlit, you know, with like, if the numbers were low, I don't know. And to release it this time, I think Cheesy hit the nail on the head. This should have at least come out around Splatoon. Like it would have been, you know, they could have tied it into the lore or something like.
See the world before it dried up.
I mean, is it a Nintendo IP?
It's
published by. It's close enough that it's getting a Tetris 99 thing, you said, right?
Yeah, it's Tetris, and it got NFTs.
It's probably a second. I'm sure it's a second party developer, just first party published, you know, that kind of thing. And maybe it's just an exclusive third party. But
yeah, because Nintendo's the only one that kind of actually rolls with second party stuff anymore.
I will say, with the two Ocean games that came out the past week, Endless Ocean runs way better on the Nintendo Switch than another Crab's Treasure.
True.
You bought these NFTs, Johnny?
Yeah.
Why? It's just fish. You said fish are ugly.
Well, hold on. No, one of them's not a fish.
And one of them's a diver and one of them's a lobster.
The one he's using as his new PFP.
One's an eel.
There's one not in this wave, but they teased it, and I'm definitely using it as my PFP when it comes out. It's like a super ugly, mangled looking fish.
Well, because you brought it up, Johnny, I have been playing another Crab's Treasure, even though it has crashed on me 4 times and I have been softlocked and it doesn't run that well on Switch. It still is pretty fun.
It is a fun game. I will I did enjoy it, but do not get it on Switch right now.
Yeah.
I played a little on Xbox.
What'd you think?
I mean, it's a Soulsborne where it's like, hey, kind of go to this place. I got sidetracked by fighting things I probably shouldn't be fighting, and I need to go to the castle, I think, right? Is that where I go right off the bat? I haven't done that yet. So I've just been wandering around. I died somewhere that, like, dude one-shot me, and I don't think do you lose all your stuff if you die before you picked up your bag? Kind of like,
it's a Souls-like.
Yeah, so I lost my bag, so I can just turn around and go to the castle now.
But yeah, there's a roaming overworld boss that don't deal with right away. You're not gonna beat it.
He had like sunglasses on or something like that up a hill.
Yeah, he guillotined you.
Yeah, that guy, I fought him a little bit and died. Yeah, there's another.
Oh, you're talking about the one where you get the can.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't have a shell yet, so
okay.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, I'm having fun with it. And I even though like it's not the best on Switch, it still is really impressive what that team has done. There's only 11 people that worked on that game, and it looks good for what it is. Well,
I hope they patch the Switch version.
Yeah. So what's the rumor with the magnetic Joy-Con?
Yeah. So the other rumor. From,
no, go ahead, Johnny. Go ahead.
I mean, I don't have the sources, but it's from a accessory maker, and they said that the Joy-Con are going to attach magnetically, and I'm sure that's going to go well. I'm sure the magnets aren't going to stop working.
Aren't going to fail.
I'm sure it's going to be perfect. Like, there's not going to be any issue.
Oh, it's not. I said it last night on the Nintendo Prime podcast. It's going to be kids having their fingers smashed between the tablet and the. But no, though, I think it still has the channels that the Joy-Cons slide into. But I mean, we've all experienced the fresh Joy-Cons feel amazing, and then like three play sessions later, it's got the wiggles. Yeah.
And wasn't another rumor as well that Cart Reader will accept old Switch games, but it's going to be a different form factor as well, so it won't.
Yeah, so it'll probably be like the 3DS and DS, because the 3DS had the notch.
Yeah.
And the DS didn't have the notch.
So here's, I mean, this is from My Nintendo News. This MobiPad, which is a Nintendo Switch accessory manufacturer, has published details regarding the Switch 2 on their Bilibili page. While nothing should be taken as truth at present until it's officially unveiled by Nintendo, the accessories manufacturer says that Nintendo Switch 2 features a 1080p screen with a dock capable of 4K output, new Joy-Cons, and of course, backwards compatibility with Switch games. And here are the details via Reset Era member R. And before I go any further, like, did you guys hear that, like, supposedly Nintendo took the Switch 2 to some of these manufacturers, and all they were allowed to do was reach in and touch it
and
feel it, but they weren't allowed to actually put eyes on it.
One of those TikTok videos where they're sipping Coke or whatever from behind the thing.
No, I was picturing the Dune scene when he put the hand in the box.
Oldies does a thing where they gotta feel out the peripheral and say what peripheral it is.
Yeah, I don't know how much I believe that.
Oh yeah, I don't think any of that.
That's bizarre.
It's all content. It's all content.
Yeah.
So continuing on here, the Bluetooth chip of Switch 2 still supports existing Joy-Cons and Pro controllers, still features HD vibration, ALPS dual axis linear motor. Switch 2 has backwards compatibility with Switch 1 cartridges, but Switch 2 cartridges will be different and won't fit on Switch 1.
Is HD Rumble still a thing? After Golf Story, I don't need HD Rumble.
No, one, two, switch, the marbles, the ice in the cup, remember?
But did you ever play Golf Story handheld?
Is that HD Rumble?
It's going crazy. It's like one of those motel beds where you stick a quarter if you're playing in bed. It's like,
hey, also Nintendo related there. They used to run those love hotels. You could get hourly rates. So there you go. Let's see. The new Joy-Cons are larger and are magnetically attached to the console with an electromagnet. The SL and SR buttons are metallic now. And there are new, there's a new button behind each Joy-Con location where the button is, and the new button below the home button on the right Joy-Con location where the button is.
So we're getting back buttons.
Like they were saying, they were talking on the show last night, like some people think they might be the, they might,
Steam Deck has them.
They might be bumpers or they might be the release button possibly, but I can't imagine being the release if it's,
no, it's going to be an extra button.
I would assume. Yeah. And one of the other rumors they were talking about last night is the possibility of a roll, like a, you know, like a, like the, a mouse dial or whatever, the roller, rolling wheel or whatever, like
a scroll wheel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a scroll wheel being something that may be maybe something that we see. So, you know, it says, let's see, the dock still has USB-C port and will also support 4K image output. The new kickstand is also has a dampening bracket on the back for improved angle adjustment. The screen is bigger, up to 8 inches, and the resolution is upgraded to 1080p.
1080p in handheld. Oh, beautiful.
I say, because that's what Steam Deck is, right?
I don't think it is.
With a screen that small, can you even tell?
Eventually.
And I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to sound.
Yeah. I mean, I think the OLED screen looks great already. So if you have the.
Yeah, but isn't the rumor, did you say OLED?
So that's the other thing.
That's the rumor, right? Oh, excuse.
Two of them, right? Two of them.
Yeah. So I have the other article up right here. So this is another Nintendo Switch 2 leak has emerged this time. From Business Korea, the Korean publication claims a number of things, including that we could be seeing the Switch 2 release at the end of the year after all. That'd be a chip, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yeah, well, it's 100% a chip. Yeah. I eat that.
That might be a bag
all
of
day
chips.
Long.
The site also says that the Samsung is the main component provider for the platform and that the system will use NVIDIA's Tegra T239 chip, which means it could be similar in power to Sony's PlayStation 4 with some ray tracing capabilities. Bring ray tracing to Mario Kart. Yes, please. DLSS. You can read the main points from the article in the handy summary from Reddit member Fiddler2K. So here's the important points. Switch 2 is expected to launch as early as the second half of this year. Suppliers have reportedly reached a considerable degree of agreement for the initial production contracts. Samsung Foundry will fabricate the SoC on Samsung's 7LPH process node. Samsung will provide the NAND storage for both the cartridges and internal memory. And Samsung has overcome competitors from China to be the display supplier. This information has been corroborated by OrXDA.
Did you say corroborated?
Corroborated. There we go. My eyes had already moved to the guy's name, and I'm like, OrXDA. I don't know. It's, you know,
that would be a hell of a June announcement if they came out. And mm-hmm.
Well, isn't there also a rumor that there's going to be something next week? Because
isn't there
right
always something next week for Nintendo?
Investors meeting.
Oh, on the 7th. There should be, yeah, the 7th of May. Nintendo Switch 2 is expected to launch as early as the second half of this year. Significant contracts have already been negotiated in the component industry for initial production. Tegra T39, like we said, display is a Samsung OLED, with the exception that LCD models may be released first using the Sharp display.
Ew, that's a cash grab. If it's rumored to be OLED final product, but hey, early, that's a slap in the face to early adopters if it's only going to be an option initially.
Well, then we get into Fioro and the
Nintendo World Championships.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me make sure. I think I have one more. There's one more.
Did the tinfoil hats come out on Twitter today for that? I mean,
yeah. Well, when he tweets something or when they tweet something, you know, there's something going on.
So here's one more, you know, set of rumors. This is from My Nintendo News again. It's a Spanish video game site. Vandal claims to have been given new information regarding the highly anticipated successor to the Nintendo Switch. While Nintendo is yet to unveil or officially announce its successor, rumblings are that it is on track to release in early 2025. Vandal says that the Switch 2 is bigger than the current Nintendo Switch, but not as large as the hefty Steam Deck. Joy-Cons will apparently attach to the console magnetically, meaning that your current Switch Joy-Cons are unlikely to be compatible with the new system. Though,
Though I have like all the colors.
Yeah, though there's good news for the Switch Pro Controller fans, as the current Pro Controller will work with the new console. This nice. Is the rumor at present, so take it with a grain of salt. Here is a summary of the details from Vandal. Accessories manufacturers have been able to touch the console but not see it. Every manufacturer agrees the console won't release this year and will release early 2025. A bit bigger than the current Switch models, but nowhere as close to the size of the Steam Deck. Joy-Cons will change their attachment system from rails to a magnetic system, and the current ones won't be forward compatible, and the Pro Controller will work with Switch 2, and it says it's guaranteed to include stick drift. That's crazy. So
I can understand Joy-Con not connecting to the system, but if the current Pro Controller connects, there should be no reason that you couldn't use Joy-Con wirelessly, right?
Essentially,
that should be the same communication standard, right?
Yeah, you would think.
But why would you want to?
Well, I mean, there's weirdos that like playing like that.
Okay, that's at Nightcrawler724 crawler without the E. I know firsthand there's plenty of people that use the grip, the Joy-Con grip, you know, yeah. Like, and so, but the thing is, if you're not charging it on that system, that's going to be a little bit like, that makes it a little bit tricky. So
do they even sell that accessory anymore? Like the official Nintendo charge as you play Joy-Con grip holder? That was like a thing way back on launch year.
Are you talking about just the Joy-Con itself, the grip?
So like the pack-in thing is a non-charging Switch Joy-Con holder. They sold year one, year two, a like $60. I don't even remember how much it was, but it was a battery pack for it pretty much, but it was the same thing. And you plugged them in and they charged while you were playing. I don't know if I've seen that in the store in I don't know how many years.
I remember that they had like the battery packs that you would put on the Joy-Con because they really advertised that for ARMS. Like people were going to be playing ARMS that long, you know, that they needed extra battery for their Joy-Con.
I think I bought some of those actually.
Did you?
I may have. Yeah.
Is that a Nyko thing or something?
No, it's official.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I have the tweet up from Pyoro.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's showing
it's just the World Championship 90 something cartridge.
Yeah, it's the 1990, but there may be some
there's four Switches coming out.
Yeah, but is there another image of like another official 1990s World Championship cart? Is that stuff doctored in?
So like this guy, this Mike Odyssey, is saying this is just a you know, just a cart from, and I mean this person usually knows their stuff. But everybody seems to think that it's the.
Go back up to the other image.
The very top one.
Yeah.
Or this one here.
This is, I'm looking at like a buy it page somewhere. I don't know what it is. So it's this one is number 88, but so Switch 1, 18.7. Yep. 37.5. 1 minute.
You got the tinfoil hat out right now.
Okay, so it's all the same. It's all the same. So I was thinking that stuff just at the top there was maybe doctored a little bit, but it doesn't appear to be.
They've known since 1990 that the new Switches were coming out in 2025. That's what I think.
I'm hoping it just means the World Championships are coming back and nothing else.
I mean, that's a very real possibility too. They just did. They did them what, like when Odyssey came out.
How did the ninjas not get to this guy yet?
That's a great question. It's a great question because they did go after GitHub and went after 8,500 Yuzu clones. So, like, and who is the inside source that keeps feeding this information? You know, it's
Doug Bowser.
It's his account. It's like I wanted more followers, so I became a leaker. So the cart is strange, and it's got. I mean, it's so funny that somebody can tweet something like this and have like.
How many likes are on that? 854,000.
That's views. It's got 10,000 likes. Yeah. Yeah. Almost a million views.
This person has been accurate with pretty much everything, so it's something. And I do think Nintendo Prime's reply might be accurate, where it could mean the different Switch models, the regular Switch, Switch Lite, Switch OLED, and then the Switch 2.
The Switch family of systems. Like, you see what he's saying there, right? Like, they aren't going to just retire 119 million.
They should. They haven't developed any games worthwhile lately.
But what do they do in that situation, right? If the games are coming out on both, if there's SKUs for the new Switch and the old, like
learn from Xbox's mistake and don't do it. It's suffered. Xbox has suffered due to like they missed out on Baldur's Gate 3 for like 4 months or something like that because they were trying to develop for even a current gen system that's just not as powerful. When you're developing to a lower standard, the higher standard suffers.
Yeah, it's the shareholders that they have to keep happy, right? Like I don't disagree with you. I don't know that I think the right move for Xbox would have been Series X digital and Series X disc like PlayStation did, because then they're making everything for the same thing. And I mean,
yeah, but the system that's selling well for them is the cheaper model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well then, and maybe they were better off doing the cheaper model first and then coming out with the Pro, which would have been the X a little bit later, you know, maybe that would have benefited them. I don't know, but you also got to think Nintendo, when they make, look at Luigi's Mansion 3, look at Mario Kart 8. Look at Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom. Like, Nintendo knows how to squeeze the juice out of their systems. But if this next Switch,
they do
right, and I don't think there's going to be many people that are going to still be making for the, unless they're indie games and stuff.
Yeah, but apparently even they can't.
In some cases, yeah, but like. I even find it strange because I thought the whole Unreal 5 thing, from what I thought I had heard or read, was that Unreal 5 was going to be like, you know, just move the sliders around and make it run. And then even Peach, you know, which was built on Unreal. I don't know if it was 5 or 4 at this point. I have to look that up.
But, it stutters and it doesn't have, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just interesting. Like, we saw firsthand what happens. I mean, Sony started pushing their PS4 when they couldn't get PS5s out again. Like that was the, that can't, I don't know that there's anybody that bought the current PlayStation and Xbox consoles that feels like they got a real like console life cycle out of.
Yeah. I have both consoles. Of them. And it's like what I
mean, we're almost four years in. And I think PlayStation has 12 total exclusives.
Yeah.
And Square's not happy that they aren't moving. Yeah, units.
Well, I mean, that's good for Nintendo fans because I think Square games are coming to Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because
Square's not happy that they're not moving Final Fantasy copies.
But it kind of gets back to my original question with Endless Ocean. It scares me a little bit thinking that I don't want to see Nintendo be comfortable. I want to see them like stepping on the gas. I mentioned it last night on the Prime podcast. Like, I want like Animal Crossing did something amazing. I would say Animal Crossing grabbed similar hype to like Helldivers. Different crowd, of course, but there was that moment in time where everybody was talking about it. Like, there were Facebook groups being created. Twitter was, it was constantly trending and, mm-hmm. you know,
do they Discords catch lightning in a bottle a second time though? I don't like, I think they made some new fans, but I don't think they'll sell.
I'm not saying like, with Animal Crossing specifically, I'm saying Endless Ocean makes me worry that they're going to sit back on their laurels a little bit when it would be great to see them like push the envelope with Prime. I don't want to see Prime 4 on the old Switch. I want to see Prime 4 on the new Switch looking like the new hotness, you know, that like,
but that's been in development for 5 years. Like,
they announced
Mario Kart Switch, so I doubt 10 has been in development for 10 years. Yeah. We can assume, you know, like, and I mean, think about like, we saw trailers for Tears of the Kingdom in 2019. And then it came out how many years later? Breath of the Wild was six years of development, I believe.
Well, Rare probably, while they were rebooting for Metroid Prime 4, they probably finished a Donkey Kong game.
Retro?
Yeah. They'll have a Donkey Kong game ready for next year when the thing opens in Universal.
In 2025? Yeah. That could be.
Well, because didn't Japan have to delay Donkey Kong in Japan?
Yes. Yeah.
It was supposed to open like this month or something like that, and they had to push it.
They said spring, so I don't know if it was this month or when, but yeah. And but they have to be like, a Donkey Kong game has to be out there somewhere.
Yeah. Because it's been like 10 years since Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, right?
Yeah.
Well, and pivoting from that a little bit, did you guys see this today?
Mm-hmm. I thought we already knew about this. Like, I don't understand.
But it's a nice render. That's the big. I think that's what the news is. It's the render of like what the world's going to look like.
I think the news is that it's coming out next year, right?
No, like, we knew it was coming out.
No, next year. I think we knew that.
Did we?
Yeah, we knew that.
Okay.
And I mean, since Epic Universe was kind of talked about, but like this is.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think
exponentially bigger than what, because. Cheesy, you've been to the one in California. Like, you walk in and like the mountain thing just hits you in the face, right? It's like, that's it.
Yeah, like seeing those stairs to get up to Bowser's Castle, there are no stairs in Hollywood. So
there's a sunken floor to go down to the Toadstool Cafe, and then mm-hmm. what is this One Up Factory? Do we know what
that's
is?
That's just their shop.
Okay.
That's like
you walk through another tunnel and you go come out in DK Land, which is huge.
Mm-hmm. It's also got the Yoshi ride, which Hollywood doesn't have.
Is there going to be a water ride, or is that just a feature?
That's just a feature.
Waterfall feature.
Yeah. And Japan is just getting steam. So like they don't even get a waterfall.
Mm. And you got DK's treehouse and. Yeah, I mean. I saw that this afternoon, and it was like the render is pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun, honestly. Like,
oh, and I didn't even notice it's escalators going up from the, okay, so the ground floor of the park is where you walk down to go to get to DK. So like you're going up as you come into the land, even.
And Bowser's Castle is where the Mario Kart ride is, correct? Easy.
I'm sorry. I just watched the end of the Sixers game. What happened? What did you ask?
The Bowser's Castle is where you walk into Mario Kart. Isn't that correct? To the right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. And then you come out of the 1-Up factory. That's their exit through the gift shop.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I just hope this park gets the same items that Japan has, because Japan has some of the most epic Mario Kart items ever, like that wheel I got and some other things as well. Like even like the trophies I have for the Hot Wheels, they have a full set that are just like, they're really, really cool. But to buy them after like they're marked up extensively. So there's a lot of cool stuff. But I mean they're leaning into Donkey Kong significantly. And I think it's a great thing. And you know, we've also got like, didn't they say the movies next year as well?
2026.
Yeah, 2026. I was gonna say, is it coming out that soon?
I can't remember if it was the end of next year or if it rolled
into
the
animation takes a long time.
26. So maybe it's the end of 26, but I mean, they've got some amazing things down the
now we got down the Zelda movie coming out.
That's right. With the new console and, you know, everything else, like it's Nintendo is like, it's just the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
You know, this is a great time to start a Nintendo budget, everybody. Like,
yeah,
I already spent it all on Lego.
that is true.
We did get Josh had a question, I guess, if this counts, Johnny, and I think I defended you and said you didn't have to eat the chip, but we did get an announcement 2 days ago that it's
Star Wars Hunters doesn't count. That's not a Nintendo game.
I defended you. That's what I said. I defended you. I said no, it was announced like 2 years ago. It doesn't
count. You know what scares me about that game? It's what? A month out and they did not show any gameplay.
And why, if it's a month out and it's been in development for as long as it is, how did you miss?
How do you miss
the Star Wars Day launch? Like, that just seems weird. Is this game dead on arrival?
It's free to play and it's on mobile, so it'll be fine. And it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
I just want to play Stack Jawas, right? Isn't it Stack Jawas?
I think it was. Yeah.
There's a droid. I know there's a droidica.
The Wookiee looks brutal in the picture I'm looking at right now. So,
yeah, I think there's two Jawas stacked on top of each other.
It's also, I don't know, it's not good when your console game has to play along with mobile games because it's not strong enough to play with the other consoles.
I mean, you know, you got a bit of a point there. Did any of you guys jump into the I guess it starts tomorrow, but do you know much about the Lego Fortnite stuff? Like
they're teasing a lot of Star Wars stuff coming to Lego Fortnite. I'm assuming we're gonna get some new characters for like proper Fortnite.
Oh,
I think there's a sale going on in the Fortnite shop.
Did it update already?
Star Wars stuff?
I think it'll update.
I got
tomorrow.
A little pop up on Epic.
But yeah, I mean it the event goes live tomorrow, I think. So
yeah.
There is a May the 4th sale. So I mean Epic is selling Survivor and Fallen Order and Battlefront, and they're having to compete with Steam, because Steam does usually a pretty big Star Wars sale as well.
Now would be the time to pick up Battlefront. It'll probably be on sale.
The classic.
The classic collection on Switch.
Yeah.
Do you think it's on sale? I wonder if it's on sale.
I imagine we'll see something. I don't know. I mean
the newer Battlefront 2 is down to $4.79 on Epic right now.
Yeah.
But that game's been out for a while now.
Sure. Sure. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us live tonight. We appreciate you. You're listening after the fact. We love you. Thank you so much for sticking with us during the dark times of the only rumors and leaks to talk about.
It could be a good June.
It could
next
be.
Next week might be big.
It might be spicy, I think is what you're saying.
The game has to come out.
It might be.
Games could get announced and not come out.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Like Metroid Prime 4. It's been. I would have to wait 5 years to eat that chip.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for listening. We'll see you in the next one. Bye now.